Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of OldWestDailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 7 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of February 9th through February 15th in the Great American Old West? February 9th, 1865. While a large number of warriors kept Lieutenant Colonel Collins and the 11th Ohio Cavalry pinned down until late in the day, the immense three-tribe assemblage, Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Lakota Sioux, broke camp and began a two-day crossing of the waterlessness in the winter, Nebraska sandhills, then turning west towards the Powder River country in the Wyoming Territory. When clear of the army pursuit, the tribes divided, each eventually joining their northern relatives. The South Platte River attacks were over. In the trek from Sand Creek, they had killed more whites than the number of Cheyennes killed at Sand Creek and completely destroyed the facilities on 100 miles of Butterfield's Overland stage line. February 10, 1865. The Indians had abandoned their holding action the afternoon before. The troopers had been out for 10 days, ridden nearly 400 miles, fought two battles, and are suffering from cold, lack of food, and everyone is exhausted. With two men killed, nine wounded, and another 10 men suffering frostbite, not to mention being outnumbered by about 5-1, Lieutenant Colonel Collins decides that further action would be, quote, injudicious and useless, unquote, and the 11th Ohio Cavalry makes trail for Fort Laramie. Collins estimates that the Indian casualties at Mud Springs and Rush Creek at about 100 to 150. Cheyenne warrior George Bent claims that only two Indians were wounded at Rush Creek. February 11, 1850. The Buffalo, Bayou, Brazos, and Colorado Railway, BBB and C, the first railroad chartered and operated in Texas. The railroad had constructed 20 miles of tracks by 1853. It would eventually become a component of the Southern Pacific Railroad. February 12, 1873. The crime of 73, the demonetization of silver, places the U.S. de facto, but not officially, on the gold standard. That didn't happen until 1900. The stock exchange was closed for 10 days. One-third of the more than 350 railroads went bankrupt. A five-year depression would follow, and the value of silver would crash. Western mining interests were damaged. By 1878, the value to silver to gold would fall to a ratio of 1-32. February 13, 1866, Little Archie Clement leads the way to the first daytime peacetime bank robbery in the U.S. Cole Younger, Frank James, and their gang take nearly $58,000. One bystander, college student George Wymore, is killed by celebratory shots. This is the County Savings Association at Liberty, Missouri. February 14, 1882, a drunken Samuel M. Doc Cummings picks a fight with Jim Manning at the Coliseum Variety Theater in El Paso, Texas. Jim and bartender David King, also no friend of Doc's, fire first, and Cummings stumbles into the street and falls dead. February 15, 1764. The city of St. Louis, Missouri was founded by French fur trader businessman Pierre Laclede and 14-year-old stepson Auguste Chouteau. Laclede caught Auguste's business and brought him up in the Mississippi to found a trading post at the confluence of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. In November 1763, Laclede had found a place with a limestone bluff, and he laid out a town by marking trees before leaving for the winter. In February, with a ghost and 30 workers, he went back to begin clearing land on this day in 1764. Chouteau became the most prominent citizen of the booming St. Louis. He would establish himself as a fur trader, banker, and, of course, a dealer in real estate. February 15, 1870. Approved by Congress in 1864, the Northern Pacific Railroad had been given nearly 40 million acres, 160,000 square kilometers in land grants, which were sold in Europe to raise funds for construction. The company finally broke ground near Duluth, Minnesota, to commence construction of the second transcontinental railroad. With additional financing provided by Jay Cook and Company, it still took 13 years to reach Seattle, Washington from Duluth, Minnesota. When merged into the Burling Northern in 1970, it was serving seven states in Winnipeg, Canada. This is Program 7 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the Great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.